What does it take to be a broadcaster? It takes a lot to be a broadcaster. First of all, you need to find your position. You need to find your niche. You need to find your passion. And you need to feel audible. For being a broadcaster isn't just about talking. It requires charisma. And what do we call charisma? Charisma is the ability to carry yourself with pride and be appreciated by everyone, irrespective of whatever goes on around you. When you are feeling down or depressed, when you are a charismatic person, people tend to like you for whom you are. People tend to learn from you. People tend to follow you. People tend to look at the way and manner and mood and approach in which you respond and attend to issues. People like the way you carry your body posture and use it to attract them. As a charismatic person, you have the ability of directing individuals, and this makes them attracted to you because of your charisma. Your dressing connotes charisma. Your language connotes charisma. Your voice connotes charisma. Your carriage connotes charisma. Your clearance connotes charisma. It is not until you are very, very rich before someone have a charismatic look or attitude towards you. A charismatic person is someone who influences other people irrespective of their shortcomings. What do I have to say? Nothing. Being a broadcaster is quite different from a presenter. A broadcaster makes everyone believe. A presenter presents what a journalist or a broadcaster has written down. A broadcaster carries itself with pride. I think with this little point and little words of mine, I've been able to convince and not confuse people that being a broadcaster is far better than being a presenter, and the broadcaster is the overall, and an accolade is to be given to the broadcaster.